I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's last-ditch effort to regain the power of his office to unilaterally prosecute election cases was rejected by the state's highest criminal court Wednesday. The Court of Criminal Appeals upheld its previous ruling that says the Attorney General must get permission from local county prosecutors to pursue cases on issues like voter fraud. Paxton had been fighting to overturn the ruling as the issue of prosecuting election fraud has become politically charged in recent years. Paxton sought to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election and has aggressively pursued individual cases of fraud, outraging some voting rights advocates who see the punishments as too harsh for people who made honest mistakes. Paxton blasted the decision in a tweet, saying it was time for the legislature to right this wrong. The court's decision arrived roughly a month before early voting begins across Texas. U.S. Representative Sylvia Garcia plans to introduce a bill this week that aims to significantly change the way veteran women's cancer care is handled by Veterans Affairs. If the legislation becomes law, VA health centers will need to increase their gynecological services to meet the needs of the growing female veteran population, which has tripled between 2000 and 2015. These changes would start as a pilot program. There are more than 190,000 female veterans in Texas, more than any other state, making the state apt for such a pilot. To qualify under the pilot program, female veterans must have been diagnosed with a gynecological cancer. They must also be eligible for the Veterans Community Care Program or care through a non-VA facility. Texas can move forward with a plan to build a network of hundreds of electric vehicle charging locations across the state after the Federal Highway Administration approved the state's plan this week. Texas will use up to $408 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law, signed into law last year, to install fast-charging electric vehicle charging locations across the state. In the first year, Texas plans to build more than 50 new locations along major Texas interstates between El Paso, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, and Houston. A handful of stations are proposed in the Panhandle and the Rio Grande Valley. In the next 2 to 5 years, the Texas Department of Transportation's plan proposes expanding the stations into rural areas and building at least one electric vehicle charger in every one of the state's 254 counties. There are more than 150,000 electric vehicles registered in Texas. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Frio Valley Ranch. Frio Valley Ranch is Texas's premier hill country golf experience, offering 18 holes spanning over 7,300 yards with gorgeous panoramic views at every tee and green. For more information, visit FrioValleyRanch.com.